Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We are podcasting.
Yes, we are. It's been like a month.
Well, you know, I wondered just then when I was getting on Skype, I thought, well, how long has it been? Because it doesn't seem like it's been a month, but clearly it has.
Well, the only way I knew that is somebody had left us either on Twitter or something. Somebody had said, like, I think they said April 3rd. They said, April, when are you going to podcast again? April 3rd has been way too long ago. And I was like, oh, which is right, because we did it right before my book came out, which was April 9th.
You've been a little busy.
I've been a little busy. Mm-hmm. This month has been crazy. In fact, it's been one of those months that has made me just want to stay in my pajamas, which is what I'm doing right now.
Oh, that's delightful.
I'm super happy about it. I'm going to have to go to the store and stuff in a little bit, but I'm just enjoying it while it lasts.
Did I tell you that Saturday, like I planned our meals for the whole week. Did I tell you I did this?
No.
Well, because here's the thing. I feel like I go look in my pantry sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like 15 different people bought the stuff that goes in there. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's like 15 different people went shopping and they threw it all in there. And then I'm the one, it's like a game show. And then my job is to try to decipher and to figure out what I'm supposed to cook. Uh-huh. And it's because I shop on the fly all the time. I used to be such a planner with it. I used to be such a, like, you know, I used to have a calendar where I did our meals and all that. And just as, I don't know, just the last,
I know,
5 years or so, I really like, I just, it's like, it's 3:30 in the afternoon and I'm thinking, okay, what are we going to eat tonight? And then I'm going to run by the store and get that stuff. And I just end up with the craziest assortment. So I thought, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to figure out what we're going to eat for the week. And then I went to Target and bought all my like pantry items.
Oh my goodness.
I know, because I couldn't, it was the kind of thing like Publix seemed too far. And
yes.
And so I was like, I'll just go to Target and do that. And then I just ran by Fresh Market and got meat. And, all that to say, it's the weirdest thing to like know every day what I'm cooking at night. It's the strangest thing.
Well, it's so organized.
Uh-huh.
It's so organized. I know. I try to do that. I'm not as good. But last night was one of those where I felt like I was every woman because I was not wanting to go to the store yesterday. And then I remembered I had bought the stuff last week to make meatloaf.
Oh.
And so I was so happy because then I was like, oh, but I normally like to do mashed potatoes with my meatloaf. But I was like, oh, I can do homemade mac and cheese because I had noodles and I had cheese. And so it's like I kind of put together and like Perry kept eating and he was like, this is the most delicious dinner. This is so good. And I felt so accomplished.
I know. It's the best when you feel like you pulled something off.
Yes. And it was all kind of so easy. Like, I mean, because all those things, you just prep them and then you put them in the oven for like an hour, you know. So it was so easy to do. And I thought, why don't I do this more often? Like I felt so accomplished, but tonight we're having tacos again. So we're I've decided, I think Taco Tuesday, that's the thing. Okay. At our house, Taco Tuesday, I'm running with it. It works. It's easy. And I mean, and they really do like it. Once a week is not too often to have tacos.
No, we're doing like, you have the option tonight of either quesadillas or you can do nachos. Those are our two options.
Perfect. That's
so kind of a similar deal, but
okay. But with this, ground meat, are you doing ground meat?
Oh yeah, I'm just going to do ground beef. But this is Alex. He has Scouts tonight, and so it's a night where I need something fast. Like I need something that's really quick and fast. And so anyway, that's what we're having tonight, and then I can't remember what tomorrow night we're having, but I can promise you that it's on my list.
Okay, and you have the ingredients.
And I have the ingredients for it. Yes,
well,
I do.
That is very. Well, see, and our weeks have still been so, because Caroline has soccer practice 3 nights a week now,
it's crazy.
It's just crazy. And this is our week to drive. So we're driving. Normally there's a carpool, but like we're driving. So you've got that whole component and usually Perry will drive her because in that way I can be cooking and then one of us will go pick her up. And so we just kind of alternate that way. But it's just, anyway, it just makes dinner really hard. And I'm going to be out of town because I've got my last speaking thing for May.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's like a finish line. I'm so excited. So, and it's in College Station, so that'll be fun. But I'm going to be gone Thursday night. And then once it's the weekend, I don't cook on the weekend. So anyway, so that was the garbage truck driving by.
I wondered. I thought, well.
It's very loud.
Were you on a plane and I didn't know? I just.
It was very loud. Hey, but have you heard about this thing called Blue Apron? Because I really want that, but they don't have it in our area yet.
I have heard about it, but here's what something like that does. I am wary of receiving food in a shipment.
Yes.
Now, that's nothing. Now, I know that all their stuff is like super fresh and it's very fresh. And I get that, but I kind of like, I kind of like going to the store and finding the stuff and.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's my control thing. Like, I like to decide what we're going to have. I don't like.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a lovely service, but.
Yes. I like the idea of stuff showing up because my whole thing is it's not that I don't like cooking. I don't like having to think about what I'm going to cook and I don't like having to go get, see, I'm the opposite of you. I don't like the ingredients. I just like cooking.
No, don't get me wrong. There are times when I just want somebody to go to the store and bring me this stuff and let me figure out what to make. But I don't know. I'm uncomfortable in a world where one of my options for dinner might involve fennel. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not comfortable in that world. Like,
yeah, I hear you.
I was watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives last night, and there was this guy was at this, I don't know, some restaurant where they did sandwiches, and they had, like, this pulled pork sandwich, and it had, like, a fennel slaw on it. And I was like, see, no, that's too fancy for me. Like, I don't necessarily want a fennel option. I don't want somebody to make me do something with beets. Anyway, I mean, I think it's a nice, convenient option. I don't know.
Yeah, it does seem like it's trickier. I mean, it's not your average. I mean, you're not making beef stroganoff.
No, you know? And I think with my people, they are such like meat and three kind of people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'd end up with some weird things mixed together, and I don't know that they would love that.
I know. Well, and my people are really actually pretty adventurous eaters, probably even more so than I am. So I think that's kind of why I like it because, you know, one of Caroline's good friends, her mom is a chef. And so when we would go over to dinner for there, she's always got these really, I mean, like really easy, like nothing real complicated, but just she uses a lot of different stuff to cook with. And they're always like, this is the best. And I'm like, see, I ought to make beets, but I don't, I don't like beets and I don't really want to make beets, but they look so pretty on the table.
They do.
You know?
They do. So, I agree.
It's like that. Well, it's like a kale salad. Like there's this really good kale salad at this restaurant I like, and it's delicious and it can't be that hard, but I'm like, I don't want to get into making a kale salad at my house.
Kelly Stamps has some kale salad she loves that she's blogged about before.
Does she make it?
Yeah, that she makes.
Okay. Well, because you have to like massage the kale, I think.
I know. Otherwise you're just eating garnish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what we watched Jim Gaffigan last night. And what did he say about kale? He said, it's spinach with hair. He said, why would I? I thought, oh, that's kind of true. It's like, because it's got those little curly edges.
Well, we've established, I think we talked about before cauliflower became the rage. I mean, kale had all the PR hype you can imagine a couple of years ago.
Kale has had a good,
It's had a good run. It sure has.
The Brussels sprouts have come back. I feel like the roasted vegetable has brought back a lot of vegetables that you would not normally think about.
I agree. You know, I made Brussels sprouts not maybe like 4 nights ago. I love them so much.
Yeah, they are good. And you know, we had, now there is this chef who lives in the neighborhood who sometimes you can go pick up, he'll do meals and you can go pick them up. And I did that for just Perry and me one night. And he did these roasted carrots. And I don't know how he seasoned them, but they were delicious. And I would not normally think of a carrot as something I want to eat, but they were delicious. Yeah. I don't know what they were. They were kind of smoky flavored.
Yeah. I hear something like that and I think, oh, maybe that's a vegetable I can burn my people out on.
Yes.
Soon.
I can cook carrots until, because when I was with you like 2 weeks ago, what David said, he was like, I don't care if I ever eat asparagus
again. Yeah, he didn't ever want asparagus again ever. Which, yeah, speaking of, I have thought back a lot on you and me sitting there talking about Kate and William and the new baby and his knowledge that she had even had a baby that day or the day before. And then two, his complete lack of knowledge about whether or not they had another child.
Yes.
And it was one of those things where I think, how do we live in the same house?
I know. I think that all the time. I'm like, if you were to put Perry and I on like a newlywed game version of like pop culture things, we would know none of the same things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's Princess, or what, she's the Duchess, I guess.
Yes.
But like, Kate has had a baby. I mean, this, it has consumed my whole Saturday.
I told you, I watched the live feed of them bringing the baby out of the hospital in the airport. Like, I had it on my phone because I didn't want to miss it.
Okay, so I might as well say, like, you know this, but like, I really feel like way deep down in my bones.
Yes.
That she had that baby at least a week before then.
I know.
Like, I really feel like I'm not accusing anybody of being like, I just maybe think it's their way. I think maybe it's the royal way. Because nobody's ankles look like that hours after giving birth. Nobody's lips and nose look like that hours after giving birth. And nobody, quite frankly, walks with that much poise just right after giving birth.
No, in heels. And pantyhose. I know. Well, did you see? Because somebody sent us an article that was the conspiracy, that she had had the baby. And then somebody somebody on Twitter linked to an article that was a whole thing. I'm going to have to find it. They copied us both on it. It was about a week ago. It was right after I'd come to see you. And they said the whole article is about how some people don't believe she had had that baby that morning, that there's a whole conspiracy she'd had it like a week or two earlier. And then there are other people that believe she was never even pregnant and it was a surrogate, that they had a surrogate and she had a prosthetic tummy, which I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that. I think she was really pregnant.
I agree.
But I think she'd had that baby a while. I mean, that baby is precious. She is beautiful. And she was at least 7 days old when we first saw her.
Yes. Well, that's the other thing, is she did not look like, I mean, a baby who, I'm sorry, let's get graphic, who has passed through, you know, an opening. I mean, if you squeeze a lemon through a straw, it isn't looking that good when it comes out the other end. That's what I'm saying. It's going to look a little mushed, a little worse for the wear.
Oh, see, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I totally get why. And like, listen, that's their prerogative as parents. For them to have allegedly had a week alone with that child without the media knowing the child existed, I say kadoos to them is what
kadoos
I say.
I agree. Kadoos to them, if that's what you have to do. And secretly, maybe I kind of hope that for her, because that she was able to give birth and do what we all did, which is walk around in her mesh panties and her pajama top for a week with some bedraggled hair.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
like,
what a drag that would be to think that you just had a baby and then you've got to like... Got hair and makeup got to come in. I mean, like, it just does not make logical sense.
I know.
I don't know. I think like the whole, like the birth time being in the middle of the night, very, you know, I don't know. I just think the whole thing, or like she went to the hospital in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I just think it's all, but then technically she only labored for like 2 hours.
I mean, because 2 hours is like, I mean, you think.
That's like,
I mean,
getting your epidural hooked up.
Well, yeah. I mean, because you think you're pushing for an hour, don't you think? I mean, 30 minutes.
I just felt like the whole thing was very abbreviated. And I feel like she looked, I mean, and again, good for her if she looks that good after giving birth. I just felt like it was, she looked to me like somebody who had some recovery time. And if she did, good for her.
Well, and I think that we feel like we may know this, because I feel like after reading the Royal We, we feel like we have some deep insight into the inner workings of the monarchy.
It is not always what it seems.
No.
It is not always what it seems.
No, because we have read that book about it now, that fictional novel about it.
We know.
So we know what Nick and Bex had to go through.
That's exactly right.
Together. It's very difficult.
It was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it's smoke and mirrors. It is smoke and mirrors.
That's right. That's right. They've got to present an image. They're very much a business.
Okay. So here's something else that is not really related, but that stressed me out the other day for no good reason. I am noticing that nobody can get married now unless they have a hashtag.
That's true. Yes. I believe that is true. You have to have a hashtag about whatever, like something bash or something wedding fiesta.
Yeah, but everybody's got a name. I mean, everybody's like it's like everybody has made their two last names into like a catchphrase almost.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just like, it's not Smith Jones wedding. It's like the Simones I don't know. I don't know. But like, I thought if I had to do that, I think that would stress me out.
I know. But I'm real sad because, you know, Perry and I, if you had combined ours, we could have been like the Sherino Fest or the Marankles, you know?
Which, I mean, what sounds like a more elegant gathering than if the Marankles?
The Marankles. It's the Marankles wedding. The Marankles bash.
Y'all could have been the Mary... I'm trying to combine your first names. Mary, uh-huh. I don't know. See, like ours doesn't work any way you slice uh-huh. it. Like you can't.
It could be like the Marrieds or something.
Yes.
Yeah. You could do something. Yeah.
But I feel like then you'd have to explain it. Like, see, my name starts with an M and he's Perry. So it's Mary. Yeah. And Mary. Then at that point, then it doesn't work.
No, it's too much work. Mm-hmm. It's too much work. But I think, but the whole wedding thing, Pinterest has added a whole dynamic to wedding planning that I'm so glad wasn't there when we did it, because it would have stressed me out. The save the date thing and all the artistic pictures, everything's yes. got to be very artistic. And, ours is, I've said this a million times. If you look at our wedding album, it looks exactly the same as Perry's parents' wedding album that was, 30 years before ours.
Well, so does ours. It's uh-huh. just pictures of mama yeah. and daddy and me. Pictures uh-huh. of, there's nothing artistic. My veil, I don't have a veil that's blowing in the wind. It's just like everybody get to the front of the church and we're going to take some pictures.
I know. Well, and it's funny that you say that because Perry last night was looking through, it was Instagram or something, but there were some engagement photos and it was in a couple where they're embraced and he's looking at her real intense and she's looking at the camera real serious. And Perry goes, in what world would we have ever taken a picture that looks like this?
Well, we didn't have any pictures made together because, it was a thing back when I got married, when you got married, you were really just supposed to, just the bride had engagement pictures made. Like you didn't get couple pictures made.
Oh, we do have couple pictures.
Well, we have no couple pictures. I know it was a Southern thing. Like mm-hmm. it was for a long time, honestly, my mother would be, I want to pick my words carefully here, mm-hmm. but it was just, she really did not enjoy couple pictures. She felt like the focus should be on the bride. Again, this is just an old school Southern thing that had kind of gotten yes. passed down. Yeah. And so I just wouldn't have pictures made by myself. Like we never had a picture made
okay. for engagement. See, we did both. We have engagement pictures of the two of us that went in the newspaper. And then I had just my bridal portraits made.
Okay. Yeah. My engagement picture is just me.
Okay. But our engagement picture, I'm going to tell you, I'm wearing a blazer. I'm wearing a navy suit. Mm-hmm. And Perry's, it has all the warmth of we could be you're the two new accountants that just joined the firm.
Yeah, meet our two new account representatives.
Of Sherino, of Marankel and Associates.
Sherino, Marankel and Associates. Right. That's right.
I think maybe Perry's hand is resting on my shoulder, but otherwise you wouldn't even know that we were people. Yeah. Who liked each other. You know?
Your arms around each other's waist and staring into each other's eyes. You're not on the end of a pier looking out over a sunset with your head resting on his shoulder. Yeah. Y'all are about to go through with a business transaction.
That's exactly what it looks like. My blazer says, I am here not to party, but to get some business done.
Isn't that funny though? Because that's, I feel like we were all so, PDA, we just would not have had our pictures all piled up on top of each other. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, my gosh. Heavens no. Uh-uh. No. Uh-uh. That's our, we have one, at our wedding, the photographer actually took a picture of our kiss. But, our kiss was a very, it was sweet, but it was nothing.
No.
Because everybody's there.
Your
everybody's
parents
watching.
Are there. Come on.
I know. So, and then there's one of us that we're kind of looking at each other and it's sweet, but it was very posed. We would not have in that moment been like, oh, I'm going to gaze up at you lovingly, mm-hmm. So
listen, I'm just impressed as I can be with all these young guys though, who go to these photo sessions and they're gamers. You know what I mean? If I had said hey, I'm gonna need you to wear something that complements what I'm wearing. That'd have been the first argument.
Yeah.
And then the second argument would have been when I said, I need you to stand back over in these trees.
Uh-huh. I need you to roll up your pants and fade into this river and stand on these rocks.
I need you to stand back in the distance and stare at me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. No way. Perry Schenkel never would have happened. Never would have happened. That would have been a deal breaker.
Yeah, we'd have the biggest fight, uh-huh. Because David would have thought that was dumb. We wouldn't do that in real life. He ain't gonna roll up his pants in real life and stare on top of a rock and look at me.
He's never skipped a rock in his life, so why is he gonna do it in a photo shoot? while gazing at you adoringly.
It's a good time. It's a good thing we got married when we did, I guess.
That's right. That's right. The Lord knew what they could handle, and that was about the extent of it. Because even I remember, you know, we got married at noon, and Perry's mom said for a noon wedding, the appropriate thing for him to wear was a morning coat,
right.
Not a
David
tux.
Wore a morning coat.
And the morning coat was like a deal breaker. I mean, it was like, no way am I wearing it. So, I mean, he wore a tux, much mm-hmm. to his mother's horror, because that was totally inappropriate for a noon wedding. But I mean, but Perry and all his friends, none of them were morning coat people.
Right,
it just was
exactly.
not going to work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And ours was so small that I think, you know, it was just kind of like, just give me the thing that I'm supposed to put on. Just show me, like, what am I
yes.
supposed to put on? Let's
yeah.
get this show on the road.
And went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay, let's think. There was something else I had that I wanted to ask you about. It was not hashtags, although I will forever halt Sherino and Marankle.
and associates.
And associates. Close to my heart.
That may be my Christmas card this year. I'm gonna put Caroline. It'll be a family picture. It'll be Sherino and Marankle and associates.
Well, you know what would really make that good is if Perry had on some of those like gold wire rim glasses that had a little bit of a smoky tint.
Yes. That's all we need.
That's all we need. That would pretty much make my, that would start 2016, I feel like, off on a real strong note. I'm going to be honest. I think that would really set the bar high.
I know. Although after we took our last family pictures like a year ago, I promised him he wouldn't have to do it again until Caroline got married. So we may be done with family pictures unless I can sneak that in somewhere.
Yeah. We hadn't had any made since 2005. So I think probably we're a little past due.
Yeah.
Okay. So did we talk, I think, briefly last weekend about the LaCroix sparkling water craze. Did we talk about this?
Did we talk about it? No, but I am aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I got some orange flavored.
I have some.
Okay. Well, I tried it I've had sparkling water before, obviously, but you know, yes. I got some, I thought, well, this is, you know, didn't have any sodium. It didn't have anything, no sweeteners, no anything. I poured myself a glass night before last and took a sip, and it was like, I was like a cat, a cat who got a hold of a salt lick or something. I was just like,
I didn't like it.
It was sort of like, I felt a little bit like somebody was forcing me to replenish my electrolytes. Like I didn't enjoy it. I'm trying
what
to think of ways when,
get?
Huh?
What flavor did you get?
I got orange. Like the orange flavor is good, but it's like a Fanta with something left out, like a critical piece is missing.
Well, it's the high fructose. Kind of thing that's
well,
missing.
Turns out that's a pretty significant part of that thing.
Yeah, it's key. I get the grapefruit. You know how I love a grapefruit.
Oh yeah, I don't. No, I don't.
Called the pamplemousse. It's not called.
It's called the pamplemousse.
That's what the grapefruit is. It's not called grapefruit.
Why is that a thing?
No idea. And it's made in Wisconsin, which makes me want to say, Wisconsin, you need to get over yourself.
Wisconsin, I mean, I think if Wisconsin's going to have a flavor, it's probably going to be cheese curds.
Yeah. But no, pamplemousse. But it's, I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it originates. But I was like, what is pamplemousse? And it's grapefruit flavored.
Well, that is highfalutin is what that is.
Well, that's
you can't even have a grapefruit sparkling water. You got to have a pamplemousse.
It's my LaCroix pamplemousse.
Well, that's the perfect beverage for Sherina Marie.
That's exactly right.
Associates.
Because we are a very classy establishment.
Yeah.
Only the best.
LaCroix pamplemousse. So I'm going to keep trying to drink it. Like, I know... I mean, I would just rather have regular sparkling water, I think. Then I know what I'm in for. But
did
somehow,
you pour it on ice?
I did.
Okay.
Somehow I felt like it was going to be kind of a sweet treat, maybe. Yeah. And it just was not. I mean, it tastes fine for what it is, but it just was not. It did not meet my particular needs.
Yes. I hear you. I tend to get, like I do when I do my pamplemousse, because sometimes I like to make myself, I call it my evening mocktail. And so that is when I have it. And so I pour it over ice. And even the pamplemousse, I know this is going to shock you when I say these next couple of words.
I have a feeling that there's a four-letter word in here that starts with L.
I squeeze a little lime in it.
Yeah.
Which is just the theme of my life.
Yes. if your final autobiography is not called Squeeze a Little Lime on It, I don't even know what to make of this world.
Stay tuned for my cookbook and life motto. Just squeeze a little
squeeze
lime on it.
Squeeze a little lime on it.
So that to me is enjoyable.
Well, maybe I need to try the lime trick. By the way, my friend Heather and I were planning this dinner thing we're doing next week for a friend of ours. Yesterday we were trying to plan the food, and we're going to do like a kind of a Mexican sort of thing. And I was like, well, we have to have a big thing of lime so that people, if they want to, can squeeze some lime on their food. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's mm-hmm. what we're supposed to do.
That's right. Everybody likes to squeeze, you know, I mean, I know this will shock you. I keep limes in bulk around my house.
Oh, because
I believe everything is better with lime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I really may try some lime in this LaCroix orange flavored mm-hmm. sparkling water, or maybe I need to look at different flavors, but I so wanted something that was, I like the crispness of it, but I just wanted something that was sweet so badly.
Yes.
And it just is not.
No, it's not. Now, raspberry is supposed to be really good.
What, cran raspberry? I'm going to write that down. I got to find
and
a sheet
of paper. Somebody said, I think it's hard to find. HEB here has it, but I think that you, I think Target always has it. Somebody said that's where you can find it, the cran raspberry.
Okay. That maybe sounds like that might be better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I still don't think it's going to be sweet, just to mentally prepare yourself. But maybe if you squeeze a little lime on it, it'll be delightful.
Maybe so.
It's all it needs, a little lime.
Do you drink a whole glass at the time?
Yeah, I did. Like a can. I mean, I empty the can.
That's what I meant, like a whole can?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I drank about 4 tablespoons of it.
But here's what I wonder. Is it the same? Like, is it as good for me as, like, drinking, like, a regular bottle of regular water?
I don't see how it can be. It's got all the fizz in it. I just don't.
Well, I know.
I'm looking at one right now. There is nothing. I mean, there are no calories, no carbohydrates, no sugars.
But
nothing.
How do you get the pamplemousse in it without some artificial flavor?
Well, it says natural flavor, so I guess they extract the flavor straight from the pamplemousse.
Straight from the pamplemousse.
And
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. So anyway, I don't know. So there you have it.
All right. Well, those are our LaCroix.
Yeah.
Sparkling water adventures. I see so many people drinking them lately. I thought, well, they must be delicious. And I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, as someone who enjoys like some Crystal Light, or I like regular water. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. It took me a long time. For years, I would try to drink. Like, remember when like Perrier was like a big thing? Like
yes.
It was real. And I would always I wanted to like it because, you know me, I love the little green bottles. I like the whole thing.
That's like me, Pellegrino. I wanted the bottles.
Yeah. And it would be like, but then I would drink it and I'd be like, but now I have a taste for sparkling water. I enjoy it, but it took a while to get it because I just, for a long time.
So what you're telling me is this is going to be like a 4-year investment.
Pretty much. You're going to have to spend some time and be committed to it.
All right. Well, I think in that case, I probably bought my first and last 8-pack, but we'll see.
But it may grow on you.
It may.
And different flavors, because I originally bought the lemon because I thought, because I like things with lime squeezed mm-hmm. in it. So I thought lemon kind of goes with that. And I did not really care for the lemon.
Okay.
So it took me getting the grapefruit one to enjoy it.
Okay. All right. I'll soldier on.
I know.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
Well, okay. So I have to tell you this. This is very exciting. So, and people have been asking me this about my frankincense.
Oh, yes. About your frankincense. Okay. I noticed on your Instagram the other day, you just got rave comments about your skin.
Well, I think, honestly, I'm going to say it was that filter, whatever that filter was.
Okay. So you're going
to. It does not look as good as that picture. I felt really bad. I even went on in the comments on Instagram and said, I think it's this filter because I thought, everybody was like, your skin looks so good. And I thought, I feel like this is false advertising.
Okay.
Like it was the filter.
Okay.
Helped immensely. But I will say, so I got the frankincense and I've started using that and I like it. I like the way it smells. It's a little, now the first morning I did it all, Perry was like, was there a chemical spill in the bathroom? What's going on? And I was like, no, that's my frankincense.
Uh-huh. Does it smell like tea tree oil at all?
No, it has, it's its own smell. It's very, it's not a smell I would want to wear out of the house. Okay.
All right. Very promising. Okay.
It's just, no, you know what it is? And it goes away pretty quick, I feel like, but it's just, it's heavy. Like it's just, and if I were to ever wear, I don't wear perfume or anything anymore, but I like a light scent, you know, like lavender oil. I could douse myself in lavender oil all day long because I enjoy that smell. But like frankincense, I don't dislike it, but it's not my favorite.
Yes, about that. I'm about to get my blend that I like out of my purse so I can.
Okay.
You've given me a craving now for the smell of lavender oil.
Yeah. See, and so that's, but so I started using the lavender oil, and I do think I noticed I had a couple of blemishes, and as soon as I put the frankincense on, it's like it cleared it right up. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I do think, but I'm going to tell you what the game changer is here.
Okay.
Is Edie had told me that she also, with frankincense, she uses Sheer Loom, which is a Young Living product. And it is a skin brightening cream that you put on, but it was out of stock when I first ordered my frankincense. I got that Sheer Loom. I ordered it while I was in the airport to come see you. So yes. When did I get it? So I got it like last week.
Yeah.
Last week, not even a week ago. I cannot even tell you, I have never had a product ever that has made such a quick, significant difference in my skin.
And then I'm about to open up a browser.
Sheer Loom. Mm-hmm. It is... I can't even tell you how good it is. And it's not cheap. I mean, it's like, I think it's like $75 for the jar. But I will tell you that...
Is it a moisturizer or is it like a... It's
very moisturizing, but it's like a... So what you're supposed to do is two times a day, like when you wash your face in the morning or at night or whatever, you just put a thin layer of that. So I do my frankincense, like I kind of blend it, and then I put the Sheer Loom on top of that, just a thin layer. But like that little jar, I bet it'll last me at least 4 months.
Do you use your moisturizer as well?
And then later I'll... And then after I let that kind of soak in, and then I'll do my normal moisturizer on top of it. So, but it has like, I mean, I have spots on my face that I've had for like years that I thought were never going away. And I can already tell that they're significantly lighter.
Okay.
In like days.
It says
it's amazing.
It will unveil a radiant, flawless looking complexion.
Well, I'm telling you, and it feels really good and it makes your skin feel really good. I'm not one. Well, that's a lie. I was going to say, I'm not one to be quick to jump on a product.
No. Certainly not.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Because I think, you know how on Hit Fix they went back and they like pulled all of Peggy Olson's most memorable outfits? I think we could go back through podcast and pull all of your most like memorable skincare regimens. Like there was the witch hazel and olive oil thing or something like that. Remember the olive oil one?
Yeah, the castor oil.
Castor oil, yeah.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to kiss a lot of frogs. But I'm telling you, I've never had... Okay, this is what I'm going to say about it. I've never had something that has shown results this quick.
Okay.
I feel like. So if it continues to work as well as it's worked, like if I continue to have the continued improvement that I've had just in like the first 4 or 5 days of using it, I'm going to be a fan. I'll use it forever. So, and I don't know. We'll see if it may get to a point where it's done all it can do. But I feel like it's worked really fast. And I'm not one to be all about... Like, you know, I was very skeptical about the oils and those kinds of things. But it's, whatever it is, it's pretty amazing, I have to say.
Okay. You know, I mean, it's like I said, I think last week on my blog, I don't have like a lot of oils or anything like that. But like my little blend that I use, I love. Like, I feel like it has really helped me with headaches. And I don't know. I just use it in a variety of ways.
Yeah, I think it's just, and I think like to me, I don't know that the frankincense, I mean, maybe over time, just the pure frankincense, but the Sheer Loom to me has been the game changer.
Okay.
And so, and I don't know, you know, frankincense, if you Google it, listen, it can cure everything, including cancer, according to the internet. I mean, you can put it on anything. It's like Windex in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You know, you just put it on everything. And I don't know about that. And it's supposed to be a mood elevator. And I can't say that I've been in a better mood since I've been using it, but. The Sheer Loom, I'm in on that.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Okay. Well, I've just gone to Edie's blog and I'm.
Yeah. So I think the thing is you have to sign up for, I don't know if you can just order. You can,
but it's $89 if you just order it. I just looked.
But you can become a member. You can sign. That's what I did is I became like a, you know, I signed up is like a whole, to get like the wholesale thing on there. And so you sign up and you order like a little starter kit, which comes with some oils because that just was cheaper in the long run.
Okay. Gotcha. So how much frankincense are you using on your face?
I just do like 2 to 3 drops twice a day. So I put it in the palm of my hand and then I just kind of like rub it. I save it for my most troublesome spots.
Okay. Cause see, that's where you're really good about stuff. Anything, I am not good with implementing any new kind of routine in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I wash my face. Don't get me wrong. Like, but like in terms of like, I've got to add another step. I get kind of Seinfeld like. Like in turn, like well, then then I got to get rid of something. Like, what am I going to quit doing?
Yes.
If I got to put frankincense on my face.
Yes,
But maybe it'll be a summertime project for me.
Yeah, because you'll have more time. Mm-hmm. You'll have more time. I do when I get excited about something. Like when I'm in the new, when I'm in the newness of it, you know, I'm gung ho. So right now I'm very committed to every morning. Like I put it on, I do my whole thing, mm-hmm. whatever. And it really doesn't take that long. But then last night I even thought it was interesting. I woke up. So lavender is also supposed to be a good wrinkle. It's supposed to be good for your skin and your mm-hmm. wrinkles. And the combination of lavender and frankincense is supposed to be really good.
Okay.
I know. Well, but I have these two very deep lines, you know, that run down, like they run vertically on my forehead, like almost above my eyebrows every morning when I wake up.
Okay.
And yesterday morning, for whatever reason, Perry noticed them for the first time, which tells you how much we interact in the morning.
Right, he sure, goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, what's going on with your forehead? I was like, I have those every morning. But last night, I experimented. Y'all are going to be like, she's got a lot of time. I put a combination of lavender and frankincense on one side and nothing on the other. And I think this morning that the side that I put the oils on was better. I think it looked better. Listen, it wasn't as wrinkled this morning.
I feel a little bit, listen, nobody's more tickled for you about this than I am. I feel a little bit like I have been hired to host the Cindy Crawford thing about the magic melons from France. Like, it's like, tell me more about the lavender and the frankincense.
I love
that you did the side by side comparison though, because here's what this tells me. You want objective, you want like an objective,
yes.
evaluative sort of result that you can, like you can clearly see this side is better and this side is not.
Yes, exactly. I don't mm-hmm. want to just put, because I knew I was going to talk about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm, and so this is research. I want it to be legit.
You got to have your control group. You got to have one thing that nothing's happening to. Yeah.
No, I don't want it to be like, you know, like when that snake oil salesman came on Little House on the Prairie
right.
and Laura and Mary spent all their Sunday school money on bad oils.
Right. You know?
So this is, I mean, I'm making sure it's real. So
you use the combination on one side and you feel like it. So what you're telling me is that might be what I need to do over here for this crevice I have over above my left eye.
Yes. Yes. A combination of frankincense and lavender.
Okay. This is very exciting.
Uh-huh. If that doesn't work, just squeeze a little lime on it.
That's right. That's right.
See if that'll help.
I'm going to tell you, like, I'll try it. I'll try anything at this point. I'll try anything.
I know. It's hard to have these deep lines coming in.
Okay. We got anything else?
I don't know. Do you have anything else?
I don't know.
What else? Did we talk about Mad Men?
No, we hadn't talked about Mad Men.
Oh, good night.
I don't want to give spoilers, though, for people who...
Well, that's right.
I will say this. I feel like I see a lot on social media, people saying, like, I just finished such and such. I don't know what to watch. Mad Men. Like, mm-hmm. I feel mm-hmm. like it's... I mean, it's... Now, it's an adult show. It's not a show for children. It's not something to watch with your kids.
No, and it can be dark.
It can be
very dark.
Golly, the characters are so compelling. It's just...
They're so good. And it's like each episode stands alone as its own, like, thing. Like, it's so good. I'm so sad that Sunday's the last one.
I'm so sad. I mean, it really is. It's my favorite. It's just my favorite ever. And, mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. I mean, we won't go into details, but you said you had weird dreams after you watched Sunday night. I had weird dreams after I watched last night. Just because you just feel for these people and you feel like you know these people and they're real and
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's very, I feel like it's really like I mean, I feel like I live a pretty sheltered little life, and but you think it feels very true to life in mm-hmm. the terms of what they go, what the characters go through, what they deal with, what that world looked like back then, like the whole thing. I feel like it's very, it's, I don't know, it's just very interesting.
I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to watch. I've got to get back on the Good Wife train.
Well, I'm all caught up with The Good Wife. I watched the new one Sunday night. You do need to catch up with The Good Wife. And I don't know what I'm going to watch either. Like, I'm just kind of, I feel like I need something. Especially.
Have you watched the Tina Fey thing on the Netflix?
The Kimmy Schmidt thing?
Yeah. Have you watched that?
I have.
Is it good?
Okay. It's also kind of dark.
Okay.
I mean, it's funny, but it's dark.
Okay.
And I really liked the first couple of, well, no, that's not true. I kind of liked like the second, third, fourth, fifth episode. It really started to grow on me. At first, I thought it was kind of weird.
Okay.
So Jane Krakowski is great in it. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Okay.
But I have, but yet I've seen them all.
But sometimes when there's nothing else to watch, that's what happens.
Yeah. I mean, there were parts about it that made me laugh. It just, I don't know. I think I wanted it to be a little bit more slapstick than what it was.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's just this undercurrent that runs all the way through that's just a little disturbing that got to me after a while.
But
I mean, you know how I love her, and I think she's brilliant.
Yes.
And so.
Yes. Okay.
So I have watched that. I watched that when David and Alex were in D.C., I think, when they were on the fifth grade trip. That's what I watched at night when I was bored out of my mind.
Yes.
So, but that's about, I mean, I think that's about it as far as I know, as far as TV shows go.
Okay.
I just don't have anything on deck. I don't have anything.
Mm-mm. I don't really either. I'm trying. In fact, this summer, I've been saying, I think this is my summer. I'm going to read as much as I possibly can. That's my goal. I want to read a lot of books this summer.
I want to read a lot of books too.
So that's my plan. So maybe it'll be better for me if I don't have a TV show I'm really wanting to watch.
I'll find one. You know me. Like I'll find something.
So what do y'all do in the summer? Let's talk about that.
Okay. I'm going to try to start working on a book.
That's very exciting. Yes.
And I don't know. We don't have any big thing, mainly because last summer I was trying to finish the second book, and we had several kind of like big week-long things mixed in there, and it was a little bit much. This summer, like, Alex has got some little camps and things. And I think our friend Todd may come see us. But we're just going to stay home. And then I think we're going to take a trip, like take a family trip probably in November. Okay. But I think we're going to lay low. I'm so excited about it. 'Cause I feel like I have not had a really low key summer, in a while. 'Cause last summer I was writing, and then the summer before that, the first book came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about just being at home, and now that we've got the little office thing set up, I feel like I can write at home a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really it. Like, I want to clean out closets. I want to read. I want to cook. Like, I want to go get a bunch of vegetables. Like, I just want to do. I want to go find some strawberries. Like, I just want to do that kind of stuff. I want to be a homebody this summer.
Yeah.
And so
you want a nest?
I do. I want a nest, and so that looks like that's what we're gonna do. Alex has his first week of, he's going to camp for a week, by himself, which is a first, like overnight camp kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, so we'll have that going on. And then other than that, I mean, so there you have it. There are our big plans. What about y'all?
Okay. We're kind of same. I don't feel like we've got a whole lot going on. I mean, I've got like two more speaking things in May, but one of them's here. So really after Friday, I'm not traveling anymore for that. I mean, I am doing something in Houston at the very end of July, but that feels like years away in my mind right now.
Oh, and we're doing something in Nashville in July.
Oh yeah. We're going to go do the Dot Mom video thing.
Yes,
that's
we
right.
Are. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that. And then, Gully and I'll do the road trip with the kids, which I think we're going to do like the week of July, like 14th-ish is what we have scheduled to do that. So Caroline's doing like a little day soccer camp in June, and then we're going to do the road trip. And I think we've decided this year, which this is, we announced to the kids, Gully and I decided last summer, we were like, we need to do something different for the road trip. We've traveled, we've done this whole thing. the kids are whatever. And we were like, we need to do something for the moms, as the kids call us, the moms. And so this year we decided it was going to be the year of the resort road trip. So our idea was we were going to spend 2 nights at like either the JW Marriott or the Hill Country Hyatt here in San Antonio. And then we would drive to Bryan like we always do to spend the last half of the week with her mom. Like that would be whatever. And so we announced this to the kids on Sunday morning when we all were there, because they were like, what are we doing this year? And I said, we were like, well, we've got a huge surprise for you. And so we're like, we're so excited. Like, we're going to go and we're going to do the JW Marriott. And we're going to go and we're going to stay 2 nights and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this whole thing. And we'll like, and we'll go. So we're not going like a bunch of different places. And we were like, well, and then Jackson goes, so are we not going to the snake farm? I don't want to say, what's wrong with you dum-dums? Did you not hear the part about the resort? We're going to be at a resort. And y'all want to go see a cobra in some old office furniture for the second time? That's so disturbing. So anyway, I don't know what. So we're still going to do the resort, but maybe we'll appease them and stop at the snake farm on our way
maybe
to College
Station.
Maybe you
just add a day to it and you make some stops.
Yes, and we can make some stops. Because along the way, we can stop and they can go see the snake farm. But Gully and I already told them, y'all are old enough now, y'all can go in without us. I'm not walking back in that snake farm again. I'm not. It about did me in the first time, and I can't do it again. Because you think I'm kidding, but think about like old furniture that like your grandmother had. Think about like a hutch. Think about like office furniture your daddy might have had like in the early 70s. And like they've got like, here's the Western Diamondback rattlesnake, and all that's between you and him is this plexiglass and a oak armoire with some like brass knobs.
I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
And it smelled like snake. Oh, I can't. It makes me look. I just had to pick my feet up off the floor just talking about it.
God, I can't do it.
It's gross. And so, so anyway, but that's what we're doing. We've got that, and then our family will do the beach in August. You know, it's like when we always like to go to the beach.
And we'll go to the beach at some point. I feel like we'll work that in somewhere. We just don't have a big plan. And I kind of like it because I feel like I've been so structured the last couple of years. And just last year, just the pressure of trying to get that book finished. And then, as you know, I did not. But
yes, just the pressure of it.
But the pressure was something.
The pressure was intense. Yes.
And so, so I'm really excited about starting one this time of year and just kind of, not having it maybe define my whole summer and hopefully making some pretty good progress because I'm not as stressed. So, so that's the big plan on our end of thing. And really, like, I mean, most of Alex's stuff is over by, I would say, like June 20th, and then we're just kind of wide open. So
yeah, that's nice.
I'm excited.
I know. That's now Gully and I are going to go get in June early. We're going to go get Lincoln for like 3 days, 3 or 4 days. We're doing Camp Melon Gully. So
I know. I believe you mean Camp Sherino Marenko.
That's right. The Shelly Marino camp. So we're going to
be fun.
It'll be fun. We've laughed. We're like, because when we were with him just this weekend, Gully was like, "Oh, this is going to take a lot more energy than what we recall." You know, like,
oh, no kidding. Like,
you forget. Like,
you forget.
You know. So, but we figured we'd do the zoo one day and the pool one day and all that. But there again, it takes a little more energy than what you remember.
Just people who can't bathe themselves, you know, you forget about life with people who can't bathe themselves.
Yeah. Like go. Well, it was so funny because Saturday morning, Jen and they had all spent the night at Honey's house and Link was up and we were watching him. We were like, y'all sleep in. And so we were watching him or whatever. And Lincoln looked at me and he's like, hey, he's like, I got to go poop, plop, plop, plop. And like went running into the bathroom. And I was like, do you need help? You know, cause I'm not even sure. Like what do you, I'm like, well, certainly he needs help. Why would I even ask that? And he was like, yeah, I need help. He said, but just for you to come wipe me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And a few minutes later he yelled out like, I'm ready. And like, he's on that little stool and he's like bent over, like grabbing his ankles. I was like, oh, it's been a long time since I've walked in and had somebody bottoms up in the bathroom, you know, like just that you forget that. I mean, at the time it seems like it lasts forever, but then it's gone.
Well, that'll be fun. That's a sweet thing for y'all to do. I'm really like, I can't let go of this whole idea of a resort, like resort road trip kind of thing. I think this might be genius.
We're so excited about it. And here's the thing, our kids are at the perfect age for it, because we could basically sit in some lounge chairs while they...
Yeah.
Because it's a lazy river. So, I mean, they can just make their laps and come check in every now and then. And we're super excited about it. We feel like it was a brilliant plan.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about all the places I might like to go.
I know. It's a game changer. And especially if you find a place with like a lazy river, because it's got, I mean, it's a fun pool and they do s'mores at night and they've got the little beach. And then like, we haven't decided which one we're going to do, but like at the Hyatt Hill Country, then they have a whole different little water park and pool that you can like shuttle bus over to. So then you can go do that one day.
Well, my goodness. See, these kids don't know what they've got waiting on them.
No. I mean, listen, it's going to be the best. And the great thing is that they all have, I'm like, they have fun together anywhere, as evidenced by the fact that they're excited about the snake farm.
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to be great fun. We're super excited.
I know what I have not asked you about, what we have not talked about, is you getting to see the Aggies come back in the ninth inning.
Oh, it was the best. It was the absolute best. You know, we ended up dropping that series to South Carolina.
No, I didn't. Well, because
you lost on Friday and Sunday.
Because I have to kind of live vicariously this year through other teams.
Yes.
With State having a bad year. And like, I just don't think there's anything more fun than like a ninth inning come from behind win.
Oh, it was so fun. And it was one of those, I mean, the final score was 15-14. So, and I knew that when we walked up to the field that day, the wind was blowing straight out. And so I was like, oh, we're going to see a lot of big hits today, you know? But that did not even begin to describe it. Cause I mean, it was like, you've never seen, but when we got up, it was 14 to 12. And first batter up hit a home run. So it was like, okay, it's 14-13. Then we got, you know, a man on, then they walked somebody. I mean, it was so tense, you know, you're just standing there and we've been so hot and we've been there for hours. And then to see them come back was super fun. And everybody's started, this is a new tradition at Olsen Field, but I loved it. As I don't know when it started, but sometime this season, it's every time they score, everybody blows bubbles. So all these bubbles like go traveling out into like the field and stuff. And it's so cute. It's like it feels like a little carnival. So, I mean, the bubbles and the players went nuts and, you know, I mean, I loved it. It was awesome.
It's fun.
I know. It was very fun. It was very fun. So, so hopefully we'll get to go back, because there's a good chance that A&M will end up hosting a regional. And so if that's the case and life works out, we can go back to be there for some regional games.
Well, I don't believe there's going to be a regional in Mississippi State's future this year. I'm sad to say.
Not even invited. Well, did you say they didn't make the tournament?
No, we're not going to make it to the tournament.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that hard to believe?
That is hard to believe. What happened?
I don't know. We just don't have any. We don't have a lot of pitching depth.
Well, that'll hurt you.
And we lost our big relief guy. And I think that, you know, I think when you have a big relief guy and you know he can come in and get you out of just about anything, I think that makes like a mental difference. And so we just have not. We've stayed in just about every game until the eighth inning, and it's just like at that point pitching just breaks down. And when that happens, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Pitching is key. I mean, pitching is key. We lost two of our best pitchers at the very beginning of the year, and I really have been surprised we've done as well as we have. But that tells you we've got a lot of depth. If you don't have pitching depth, you're sunk.
And I think that is the story of the Mississippi State baseball season for 2015.
Okay. Well.
All right. Anything else we need to cover or mention or amend or anything?
No, I think that's it. I think we covered it all.
I know. I actually had a running list of things I wanted to talk about, but I don't have it with me. And so I know I'm going to see that at some point later today and go like, that would have been fun if I had remembered.
I know. Well, we can talk about it. That'll give us something to talk about next time.
Okay. And we won't wait so long for next time.
No, we will not. Yeah. We will not. We'll get going on it sooner. So especially because it'll be summertime. So we'll have lots more time.
Yes, we'll have plenty of time.
Yes, plenty of time. So,
all righty. Okay.
All right. Well,
yes.
I was waiting for you.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
dark.